I'm not a one girl's guy, and they know it. When it comes to love, I don't lie, and the girls respect me for it. Ain't gonna say my nose can't be open, but right now it's just too many fine ladies out there.
Welcome back to another edition of IDS Extra. Dating sucks? Question mark. Everything's loud.
Just not used to it, that's all.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
No, like, really loud. Can I mic check? Two. Okay. I guess it's just loud.
Mic check.
Okay, so I'm your man, Big B. And we have the Dating Sucks crew via a remote undisclosed location. We have Miss Sonya from the Bronx.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Nice. Uh-oh. Visa issues. We also have, back from a world tour, Mr. Diego.
Hey, everybody. I'm kind of locked out right now. Anybody got a passport? An American passport, that is.
Thought you had a couple of those, sir. And it's at this time I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your hearts, and all hail the queen.
Hey, people. We miss you. I know you don't think we do, but we really, really do miss you guys.
Hello. Absolutely. So what's been going on? Everybody good? Everybody happy?
Yep.
Everybody happy. Want peace.
Mm-hmm.
And love and harmony.
Yeah. Mm.
Love is in abundance. Even in this heat. I'm going to tell you. Ladies, if you try to snuggle up with him, I don't know where it is where y'all at listening right now, because when I look at the geographical locations, I'm like, damn, really? Libya, what the fuck? Okay. But, yeah, really. But, it's hot here.
Yeah.
And if, ladies, if you, like, you know, try to get some little cuddle time and he don't push you away, that might be the one. Hold on.
Vice versa.
How about that?
Be just sweat just rolling to the back of your head and you're like, ooh.
All right. Hey, this is hey, if y'all need something fun, y'all want to do some role play, this is the time where y'all can reenact the scene from Do the Right Thing.
Oh, yeah, Mookie.
Yeah, Mookie had that ice cube. Yeah.
Yep.
Get it in.
Yeah,
look it up if you don't believe me.
Right. Or you don't know.
What?
What you talking about?
I don't know.
I mean, some people that listen to the show may be younger, so they don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, go.
Yeah,
pull up
said,
the movie,
look it up.
Do the Right Thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look it in.
And look for the ice cube scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Teach a youngin' something. Mm-hmm. Or some of you hardened criminals that ain't been able to be around your woman for the last 25 to 30 years.
Ooh.
She's still hanging around?
I mean, I'm saying.
Big ups to the women that still go to the jail and visit men that have been in jail for 20 years.
Don't believe that lie. I haven't been to nobody but you.
Hey, I say don't believe it either direction.
Meet your 10-year-old son. Yeah. Wait, but I've been locked up for carry the one. Right. Mm-hmm. Subtract. Wait a minute.
I tell you. And ladies, don't believe him when he say he ain't been with no one either.
Oof.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about something totally different.
Wait for a nice breezy day and see if anything whistles.
All right. All right. Well, great. So I know we've been gone for un momento. Minuto? Memento? Which one is it? The X.
It could be either one.
Okay. Just want to. Okay.
Un momento or un minuto. But it's not minuto because it's been longer than a minuto.
How long has it been, though?
It's been a momento.
Okay. That felt right.
Okay.
So let's see. Maybe we have some feedback. So let's go to that first before we get into our questions.
And since the donations have stopped coming in, I have to now put this hamster on the wheel so it can generate electricity to allow this equipment to work.
In other words, turn your speaker up.
Turn mine.
It's Deep Show. What's good? It's your boy Stone. Welcome back. I've been missing y'all. You know, I fucked with y'all a long way. But this dating sucks series, yo, man, y'all saving my marriage. And I've been with my wife for 22 years, been married for 20. And dating just seems hard. Real hard right now. Like, yo, you got stalkers and niggas getting kidnapped out here? Like, nah, man, this ain't for me, man. So I'ma have to ride this horse because it can't no more, man, for real. But I got a question for y'all. Is it okay to date two people if one's out of town and one's in town? The one out of town stimulates you mentally. The one in town stimulates you sexually. Now, when I say out of town, I mean like 1,800 miles away. Awesome shit like that, man. But, yo, y'all keep doing what y'all do, man. Y'all know what it is. Peace.
Hey, Stone.
The terrible one.
Tree blade. What it do?
Oh, wow.
That you.
Well, I'm just going. He right now, my man Stone, and thank you for the props of keeping your marriage of 22 years together. But answering your question, you have stumbled upon the age old question that's going to hit many men when they get married. What's more important to you? Okay? The stimulation of a mental stimulation or sexual? And it really comes down to the point of what's more important. Now, the fact of you, is it okay for you to have someone 1,800 miles away? Does that alleviate the cheating? No. But if that's going to keep your marriage together and you can keep that under wraps and not have it interfere with your marriage, then, you know, I think you got to do what you got to do. But that's really the choice you got to make within yourself. But that question that you propose, it's something that hits all men. What's more important, the sex or the mental stimulation? And right now, it's a question that's hitting everybody. I've heard that question so many times now. So, but good luck to you, though.
I hope it wasn't for him. He married.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to whoever you're talking about.
Right. Asking for a friend. Wink,
yeah,
wink.
Asking for a friend. Wink, wink. But
oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know. I mean, it's, I'd say like this. I mean, if you can juggle that without getting caught, I mean, everything in the dark comes to the light. So unless you know how to finesse all of that. I mean, if everything's on the up and up and they both know that you're seeing other people, then there's nothing wrong with that. But if everybody thinks that they're the only one and there's just only them, that could get a little ugly because you never know. Even if she's 18 miles, 1,000 miles away, people still have a way of running into each other. So I don't know. But if that makes you happy, hey. I say go for it. That's just me. I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
I would just like
I
to know.
I wouldn't like it if somebody was doing that to right. me, if I was dating somebody.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't like it. You know, especially, you know, I mean, either way, physical or mental, I'd be like, okay, so if I found out that I was the one that was stimulating you mentally, but not physically, I'd be like, well, what's wrong with my sex? You know what I mean? And then it's the vice versa. If I was stimulating you sexually and not mentally, I'd be like, what are you trying to call me a dummy? So it's, yeah. I say Stick with one and try to work it out with that one.
It doesn't work that way, but go ahead.
Why?
It doesn't.
Why? Why does it not?
Because, you know, it'd be great if you get both in one, but for most guys that I've talked to about the same subject, you only get one or the other. You get that one person that sexually just does it for you in all aspects, but mentally you might not be stimulated by her afterwards. And then you get that one person
that's usually the hood rat.
Huh? That's usually the hood rat. Generally it's the hood rat. That's the one that's a hood rat. Something about her just taps into you on a sex level. But then it's the other one that mentally she's educated, she's this, she's that. She has all these other attributes that you love and admire, but she can't tap into you on a sexual level because she's just not
a prude.
She's kind of a prude, but she's not. Yeah, she's just not sexual enough. She doesn't tap into that nasty.
Why she gotta be a prude though?
Well, I mean, not a prude, right, but a prude maybe to you, it might be something different because each person has their own sexual deviancy that they follow, and all depending on what level. But she might be a prude to that particular person, you know. Like she might not like the girl. Put it like the girl that stimulates you sexually. She might suck your dick without you even asking. She just jump on that head and go, baby, I just want to suck your dick, and she make you feel 10 feet tall just by doing
that. By sucking a dick?
So it does. I mean,
You'd be amazed.
I'm saying, you feel 10 feet tall.
If you're not
by her saying or being like, thank you, baby, for doing all these things for me. Thank you for being
smart. I'm not saying it's a one
smart
or the other thing.
I'm just going off what he just said.
No, he was saying you might have a person that does that.
And make you feel 10 feet tall.
Do the other.
Right.
That's not
what he just said.
What I'm saying on a man's level, and sometimes you have to tap into a man's psyche. Men are sexually and just performance driven in that thing. And so if your woman said, baby, you know, I'm gonna just suck your dick because she's making you feel like, oh my God, this is the best dick I've ever sucked since pockets. Okay? So she's giving you that mental stimulation, making you feel 10 feet tall. Not saying the other woman doesn't make you feel good either, but she might say, baby, you know, baby, I really do appreciate you cutting the lawn and taking out the trash and maybe you look nice and everything like that. Well, that makes you feel good also, but sometimes you want that combined feeling of both. And sometimes a woman is not going to give you that combined feeling. She'll make you feel mentally stimulated and you love being around her. And that's the thing. That's the part about it. It's like the woman who makes you mentally feel stimulated, you love being around her. You like her. You enjoy her in all aspects. Whereas that other person, you enjoy them on a sexual level, but after that, you can't stand them. Yeah. You can't like, oh, damn, I wish I could make you disappear. But it's like that. It's that you wish you could combine the both.
See,
but you don't get
that. That's when the fuck you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't combine both. It's just,
which leads exactly to my thoughts on it. To me, I always say, if the question is it okay to date one person here, one person? Let's just say East Coast, West Coast, whatever, for the sake of argument.
Sure.
Ask the person you're dating.
Well,
if they say it's okay, right, well then God bless you. But if they get ready to scratch your face off, you probably understand it's not the right thing to be doing. Then you can get into the whole word game thing of, well, we just dating, we not in a relationship. Once again, ask her how she feel about it.
Because she wouldn't know which one she is. That's what would happen.
And the thing about it is, I don't even think it would even get to the point of wanting to know who they are and what
roles
they
play. Would you actually
the fact
say
that
it?
There's someone else is a problem.
No, not
regardless of what role they play.
Not who they are. They would say, well, wait a minute. If you feel that way, just like Sonya said, well, which one am I? Do I stimulate
right
you mentally?
But what I'm saying is, before the conversation even gets to who they are and what roles they play, the fact of there's another woman off the break, that's the problem right there. Yeah. It don't matter who they are. Yeah. One could have bomb head and the other one can just know how to tap dance good as shit. Right. She don't give a damn. There's another woman.
Yeah, but you can always throw it out there.
She ain't having. Well,
yeah, you can always throw it out there. It's just, that's a stick. It's such a touchy subject right there. That's hard.
I mean, I'm just going to say, if you're playing by the rules, it's wrong. That's where I stand. If you The person that you are putting it out there and stressing the facts, hey, we are just dating, meaning there are other people, and regardless of what feelings get caught up later, if you are stressing that point and you are sticking to that point, well then, I mean, welcome walking down that road. I ain't doing it because I'm telling you, once feelings get involved, they forgot all about that. You know, it's, oh, I thought because this happened, we were now together and all that type of shit, so.
But that's not going to last either way, though.
It's not. It's just, probably not.
No, either way, it's not going to last.
Right.
Yeah. So. Queen?
Yeah. Damn, I forgot what the hell the question was. Let me see. Well, the first, I think everybody kind of touched on it, that if you are dating someone, whether they're here or like B say, East Coast, West Coast, you know, are you having that conversation with them to let them know, like, hey, this, you know, I'm seeing other people, or are you basically letting them think that they're the only one? And I think as grown ass people, I think that's a thing that you should be able to do. As a grown ass person, you should be like, I'm seeing other people. You don't have to say, oh, the other one lives 1,800 miles away, 3,000 miles away. She has bomb head, but you're smart as shit. I mean, you don't have to do that, because I think that's mean.
Yeah.
To mm-hmm. put that on somebody and let, I mean, that's some conversation you have with a friend. You know what I'm saying? Right. You don't tell the person you're dating, like, hey, you were so smart, I really enjoy being around you, but the other girl that lives 3,000 miles away, she gets better head than you do. Talk about fucking up somebody's like mental. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think that's. I mean, I see you up there.
Do you reveal that if they ask when it comes out? Like, well, why not just me?
I mean, if now, see, I am of the school of, if you ask a question, be ready for the answer. Right. So I would be like, you want to know? You really want to know? Because once I tell you, I can't put it back, the cap back on. And I kind of feel like we should just leave things as they are. Because, I mean, who wants to be like, yeah, you're smart as shit, but he gets better head? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, ooh, wait, what? Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would just kind of, as they say, I would feel some type of way about it.
But what if the person told you and you say, okay, I can do better? Would you want to know this?
I don't know. See, that would depend on a multitude of factors, because it would be, in my mind, I'd be thinking like, are you just saying that to fuck with me? Or, cause I mean, like, I don't know how long we've been dating. Are you saying that to just fuck with me? Or are you saying that because you really genuinely feel like this person's, and first of all, she lived 3,000 miles away. How often do you 18, get this head?
18.
Well, right. I mean, we were just saying,
yeah.
1,800 is still, you might as well say, cause you got to get on a plane. Are you driving 1,800 miles to have sex with this person? And if you are, damn, you need to be with that person if it's that bomb that you gonna get in a car or you gonna get on a plane and spend some money to be with that person. Clearly, I mean, you can't give her a book or send her to college or community college to get a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, maybe get her a subscription to the Washington Post or something to help her out, or New York Times or something. Because I'm like, that's, I don't know, to me that just seems like a lot of work if you're just casually dating somebody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I know you guys will debate me on this, but I just find it hard to believe you can't find somebody that has the attributes of she's smart and she can get good head. No. Like, I just find that so hard to believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
I'm sort of with you in the sense that I can't believe that there's not enough patience, that if you find someone that's, like you said, smart or whatever, that you can't stick around to coach them up.
Right.
It may not be, it's, trust me, like they say, if you're looking for Mr. or Mrs. Perfect, they're not there.
Well, I don't think he said smart. He said mentally stimulated.
I'm just going off what she was just saying,
But mentally stimulating to me, I mean, there has to be some kind of smarts about that person that they stimulate your brain. And they're not, clearly, they can't be a dummy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, I don't think they're dumb. I mean, not being a dummy, not saying they're dumb or.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying dummy, not dumb.
No,
to me, those are different things.
Yeah. I just think that you know, when he said not mentally stimulated, I just think that the person doesn't tap into certain regions of, you know, just conversational wise. I mean, because, you know, a person might not be, you know, like to talk about world current events or other things that goes on.
They get
might
yourself not a friend.
Yeah, but sometimes you want that, you want your woman so you can sit there and talk about all kind of things with also. So you want that both. I mean, that's the whole purpose of, you know, getting with that person. It's like, I want everything there. To a point. You're not going to, like, you know, like B said, you're not going to get 100%, but at least you get at least 80.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like that person exists. Like, you can have somebody, I mean, hello, she's sitting right here. You know, you can have that person that's intelligent or smart and can carry a conversation, but still do some good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, I don't know. I find it kind of hard to believe that it's, like, y'all can't. I mean, not y'all, but I mean... I say y'all hard. As in general. I mean, can't find somebody.
It just comes to mind immediately that I have a close friend that that was dating someone or that is dating someone. And from the beginning, he was just like, you know, she real cool, fun to hang around with. But he just said her sex was just god-awful, just terrible.
But you have to be compatible, though.
But, and that was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, he's, you know, like, wow, she's really come a long way. She's really stepped her game up. She, you know, sexually.
I'm sorry, because I was just thinking she probably has somebody 1,800 miles away.
Is she practicing with?
Is she practicing with?
But, I mean, hey.
I would buy that.
Whatever. I mean, hey, listen. Just saying. If you got to send them off to training camp to come back home and be a champion, I mean.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Hey, I knew a girl like that one time, and the first time she sucked my dick, I was like, damn. Next time I know, maybe about 4 or 5 months later, this girl got some skills from somewhere, and I appreciated the skill. Now, whether she got the skills on her own or she practiced, I still appreciate it.
As long as she washed her mouth out from the time that learned those skills to now.
Exactly. So maybe she did travel to get skills. But it is harder than you think it is. Trust me, I talk to a lot of guys, and the same old problem arises. You're like, damn, that's just a hard one to call.
That's a hard one. That was a really good question, though.
That was.
That was.
Mm-hmm. I want to see the skills of that 1,800 mile.
Hell, I'm, shit, me too. I'm like, girl, what can you teach us? Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. All right, we're gonna move on. But thanks, Stone. That was really like a really, really great question. All right. So, you know me. Like, I get questions from everywhere. So I was actually watching The Real, the talk show, and they asked the question, if you're in, you can flip it, Sonya, but if your husband has a female friend, is it okay for him to help her with a bill here and there? Oh, your face changed and I see an eyebrow. Okay. So I'm gonna let you in. That was a question. I was like, did I just smash my TV? What happened? If your husband has a female friend, is it okay for him to help her with a bill here and there? And of course, gentlemen, when you answer, you can flip it. Oh, okay. Well, hold on, Sonya. B has his hand up first. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say yes. Let me finish. Because first of all, it's a decision as my wife is a decision that we made. So if we make it together and the answer is yes, then cool. If we make decision together and the answer is no, then cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said husband or wife.
Yeah, I didn't say girlfriend because, I mean, girlfriend absolutely. Or boyfriend, you ain't got no, you know, right. You ain't so got no say.
If this is a decision that we made together, then okay.
I mean, although it doesn't have to be together because it just says... Is it okay for them to help here and there? Didn't say, like...
I gave you my yes. If it's anything outside of that realm, the answer's fuck no.
Sonya.
Yeah, okay. So on those stipulations, what B said, then okay? Because you're not hiding it from her. Oh, sorry. You're not hiding it from her. You're actually including her in the process. You're not being sneaky. You're saying, hey, our friend needs help or whatever. But I mean, how much is she help? I mean, how much is she crying, bro? You know what I mean? Like, you only get maybe once, maybe twice a year. Like, don't keep coming to ask for help and don't take advantage. I mean, you know, and it has to be something really serious. Like, I'm getting ready to get evicted tomorrow. It can't be. And then even then, you're like, I'm like, okay, why don't you know how to plan? But everybody just fall on hard times. And so, yes, you do want to help. But I think I think B is right. If you open it up and you make it real, you know, you make it like a joint, you know, a joint thing, and you both talk about it, then I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Here and there, but it's going to be a short here and there. You know, so you just can't keep asking.
Yeah, you know, and we're gonna try to make that here and not there. So don't come back no more. We got you here, but go on, get you a new job or part time or something.
Right.
I would have to agree with the crew. If it's your husband and wife decision, and you know, you both talk about it and agree on it or disagree on it, whatever the answer is, I mean, I think it's fine. I mean, but it's a one time thing. It's like, hey, right. It happened. We talked about it, and both of you know this person. Right. You know,
what if y'all both don't? I mean, it said it was a friend of the husband. Oh. So what if I don't know her?
Well, I can tell you right now, my wife would go absolutely not, because right. If she doesn't know her, then it's not going to happen. So it got to be. Yeah, it has to be a situation where she knows the person, her and that person talk. And the person told her the situation, and then we both agree, okay, we're going to help her or not, whatever. But if she doesn't know the woman, oh, she ain't getting no money. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zero.
Well, I think it's, I mean, I do agree. I feel like it would make me feel more comfortable if this was someone I knew. And if my husband was, like, upfront about it, like, hey, Susie needs to borrow, like, you know, $200, and, you know, knowing Susie, she may or may not give it back. So are you okay with that? I'd be like, well, where's that money coming out of? Is it coming out of your pocket? Is it coming out of the household funds, or what are we doing with this? And if you were like, oh no, it's coming out of the house, you know, I mean, it's coming out of my funds, I'd be like, all right, well, that's fine. That's nice of you to do that. And I think it would be okay. For you to do it, don't make that shit a habit, because I'm, you know, even if it's coming out of your funds, you're still taking away from us and the household, because, you know, your money is my money. So that's something to keep in mind. And I also would be thinking, like, damn, she don't have no other friends? Like, why is she asking my husband for money? Yeah, that would be kind of weird for me. Like, why is she asking my man for money? But I guess if we're all cool.
Because, see, Quinn, I put things in terms of, like, me and you. If I get married and something, you know, whatever, she's going to have to understand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hopefully together right. We can understand, yeah. Because she's going to know you
right.
And she what have you. You know what I'm yeah. saying? So, to, you know, to take, the dark, eerie cloud over the subject. You know what I'm saying? There are truly, you know, innocent situations, mm-hmm.
Like
something happened
to a car.
Right.
Or like Sonya said, like maybe something happened, you got behind on a bill or whatever. I mean, things do happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But again, it would have to come out of your fund. It's not mine.
Right.
So... Be a good human being and help your friend.
Yeah.
Put her ass on a payment plan and everything would be fine. Because if she's not the friend that that pays you back, then nah.
You have to write a promissory note.
Right. Why are we even here?
Yeah. And the same right. thing if it was her friend and it was a guy. You know, it was the same. It'd be the same thing.
Yeah. So y'all would be fine with your woman being like, oh, Tyrone need like...
like
$500. Right,
$500. If I knew Tyrone.
And he can pay us back in 6 months.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, be all right with Tyrone having your money for like 6 months.
Again, if it's what...
And she got out of the household money, not her money.
If right. it's a decision that we came to together.
Yeah, I would.
That's cool. Because I mean, it,
baby, just because I don't need this money.
Just because it came out of the house.
He's real smart.
All that.
He's real smart.
Oh, that's good. But
he's going to use it on his scholarship. I mean, he didn't get his scholarship money, so he needs.
When
to,
we in Aruba, and I go hit that Gucci shop or whatever, and you're like, "Ooh, baby, look at that!" But when you get that money back from Tyrone.
See, you get that back. See how this? See how it works on you?
See what I'm saying?
See how? Yeah, they didn't even say that.
You switched to putting out the household money, so.
I'm just saying.
No, I mean, like I said, we agree with it, and it's a friend of hers, and you know, a friend of hers, but I know him, and you know, I vetted him. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. Yeah.
Now, what if he lived like 1,800 miles away and you never met him? I mean, I'm just asking. No particular reason.
Then no. The answer would be all absolutely not. And why are you still friends with him? And I don't know them.
That's a whole nother question.
Well. Because I'm like, wait a minute. What kind of friend is this that you never spoke of this person before until they need money? I'm going
to
come
but
up.
Baby, he stimulates my mind.
Then I'm going to send you to him so you can stimulate something else too. So.
Just kidding.
So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I actually thought that was a good question. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because people do fall on hard times, and you both friends and stuff like that. Yeah, why not help people out? You know, because you might be in the same boat.
Yeah. You know? Right. It's weird. I mean, I don't know. It would be weird to ask a married couple for money, but if that's, you know, if it's your really really good friend, like B was saying, you know, if he got married and I was, you know, in a situation. I mean, I suppose it would be, I don't know. It would be hard to ask a married couple, but I mean, you know, sometimes you just get up against the wall and you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know?
Yeah.
And another thing that will play a big part in this is, did you come to us and ask for it?
No.
Or did you come to her?
No, I would never come. I mean, me personally, if I had to ask, I wouldn't go to your wife and you, I would ask you. Because I would already be feeling weird about the situation and having to ask for money. You know what I'm
and
saying?
Then you would have, and then you would have to say, okay, well, let me talk to Susie right. about it.
Damn.
Right.
You made his wife Susie? I mean, you might not be far off, but I'm just saying.
Sharonda.
Oh. Hey, Sharonda.
Okay. I mean, see, that's the way I would do it. I'm like, I'm not going to both of y'all if you are primarily my friend. I mean, together, sure, you're my friends, but you're like my friend. So I would go to you, and like you said, you'd have to go ask your wife about it or talk to your wife about it. And
yeah.
Well, I just, you know, sit in the corner, eat ramen while I wait for your answer. So,
you know.
Oh my God. I mean, it is what it is. So, all right, kids, we're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. Dating sucks? Question mark.
Today we're not the same, and you're about to lose me. Me up.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change those gray skies to blue if I had you. And I could leave the old days behind, leave all my past, I'd never mind. And I could start my life all anew if I had you.
Welcome to the 1950s version of Dating Sucks? Question mark. Thank you so much for tuning in on your AM radio. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for picking up your rotary phone and telling a friend. We appreciate that too. So we're going to go over to Miss Sonia.
Mr. Mark, I'm right. All ship
at sea. Right. On this newfangled thing we call Skype. I don't even I don't even know how you spell that. That's a new, some new technology that is out. But anyway, so
what was
all
that,
right,
witchcraft,
right? Oh my god, that was a sad ass song. Okay, like I don't know where that came from.
What it was?
That was in archives right there. Yeah. I was like, what the
we
hell?
Were like, huh?
He would do all my these punk things if he had.
I was about to say, on today's front,
right?
That's just how you feeling, B.
Hey, I'm very diverse musically.
It's okay.
We know.
We're gonna help you do it. We're gonna help you do that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Sonia from the Bronx.
Yeah. So I was thinking about what Stone said, and I had a question to kind of piggyback off of what we talked about as far as the young lady with that satisfied his friend sexually, and then the one that satisfied him mentally. So my question is, can't a man bring out his desired level of freak to suit his needs, even if when they first met, she might be a little green, maybe she never really wanted to or felt the desire to even go the whole way. Or even sometimes women have a hard time trusting men, so they don't want to let out their total level of freakness. So can a man who really cares about a woman, who finds that area lacking, can he bring out that level of freak in her that suits him? I'm just saying.
You want to take this one first, B?
I rock with it. I mean,
go ahead.
I'm gonna say that to a degree, yes. And again, if we're going to go back to the whole thing of compromise and everything, you may not have her swinging from chandeliers and shower curtains and blah, blah, blah. But you can possibly bring her up from just being a stick in the mud. You know what I'm saying? And again, it's not something that's going to, it's not a switch that's flicked. Sometimes it's going to take time. It's going to take trial and error. It's going to take trust. You know, the more that she trusts in you and trusts in what the two of you have, the more she will possibly let her inhibitions down and take risks. So I believe that to a certain degree it can. I mean, are you going to take her from being, I don't want to say church girl, because I'm church girls a while, but are you going to take her from being little nerdy bookworm to being a porn star? I mean, probably. I mean, I don't know. You might, and you might not. But the thing is, the thing is to try to get enough of what you want out the situation to satisfy yourself. Okay. It's almost like buying those variety packs of chips, and maybe you got to look at the bag and you're like, okay, they got 4 Doritos, 2 Funyuns. Ain't enough of what I really want in this bag. So you go to the one, you when you find the one that say, you know, I can live with this one, that's the one you go home with. So it's you're not going to get everything in that package, but.
That sounds sad.
I know, but could you bring it?
Well, you know, from and I guess speaking as the resident hoe, former hoe that is.
You don't know that. Don't speak. B said, "Don't speak for him."
Well, I don't think B would ever classify himself as a hoe, but you know, he could have.
I mean, maybe in this life.
You know, but you know, just
he was a stripper.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Mr. Regular.
You know his past life.
Well, no, but I mean, I guess what B is saying is somewhat true. But here's the reality that I look at it, and just. From just talking to people and dealing with people, you know, for a lot of times when you look at your mate is a computer. So whatever you put in, she'll spit out for the most part. You know,
I'll spit my kids out. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
So whatever you put in, you know, say, hey, baby, I want you to do X, Y, Z, and she'll go, oh, okay, I'll try that, so forth and so on. I think the level of what most men want. Is not having to identify what they want.
Like, you just want it to happen.
The most guys want it to happen. Because you can teach someone to say, okay, you know, especially if you take them in their younger, you know, if you get them in their 20s and you nurture them, you bring them out, and you say, hey, you know.
That's the bitch just so turning
for,
you out.
What you know, stuff about? Like that, right? But for the most part, most guys want women to already have that within them. See, a lot of women will do it if a guy said, baby, you know, it'd be cool if you wore my shirt. I come home one day and you wear my shirt with some heels, which is sexy. But if I have to tell you to do it, then it's not sexy.
There's a way to tell without telling.
Yeah,
If you bring it up as a point of something that you like and she's in tune to you and listens to you,
that's
it's
true.
Something that she can do.
Yeah, but even with that being said, you're still telling that person, even if you're talking about it just in passing or what have you, you're still telling that person. The difference is you want that person to be in tune to you and say, okay, this is the type of man that I'm dealing with. Okay? Because you have every man has a level of freakness, if you want to use that word. You know, they different levels. And it's up to the woman and the man, because it goes vice versa, to tap into what that person wants. Because not everybody wants the same thing. But you want your woman to think, say, for instance, say, what makes this woman put on lingerie and a raincoat and show up to this guy's door? Where the other guy, she won't do that. But you, in your mind, you think, you know, I want my woman to, you know, put a raincoat on to show up at my door or whatever the case may be, or come to the office to have sex or whatever your thought process is. Now, you could mention that to her. But to me, I think most guys want that already within that person. And at certain times, certain women only do that for certain guys in their lives. They might be with 5 guys, and she's just 5 guys. But that one guy who may not even been the best guy in her life, okay? Right. She'll do it for him, but for the best guy in her life, she won't do it for him. And I think that's what the problem that a lot of guys having that they, yeah, you can certainly tell your woman to say, hey, baby, I want you to do X, Y, Z. And you can bring it out of them. It's like programming a computer. You put it in, you say, hey, I want this. And they'll somehow come around and do a little bit of it.
How do you think a computer works?
You put it in. You put it in. But what I'm saying is you're programming it in. I think most guys want that already there. They want their woman to already automatically think that, okay, that I'm gonna come in, my wife gonna be wearing, or my woman gonna be wearing heels, or my woman gonna be doing this, or she's gonna put on lingerie, or she's gonna do some type of different, something different than what I program her or tell her, hey, baby, do this. So
I mean, to that I say, I understand for the most part what you're saying, but I also will caution to say this. you meet a chick and y'all dating and whatever, and she show up at the office, trench coat, whatever, blah blah blah, to knock you down or whatever, and she do this, she do that, she that. Where's that line of you saying, God damn, should I just jump out the box with all this shit? I mean, you know, what keeps her from, what makes her Miss Right and not a freak?
Well, here's the thing about it. It's, you know, I don't look at
anybody. And when I say freak, the type of freak that you don't want, not the freak that you
right, but I don't cherish. Think, I don't think any woman, as far as based on her freak level, I don't look at her, judge her Miss Right or not Miss Right or whatever. I think Miss Right is whoever you meet and whatever level you fall for that person. They could be a prostitute or whatever. You're like, oh damn, I'm in love with a prostitute, but hey, she is what she is. I think right. From what it is, because I've had women who have come to my office just in a coat and, you know, in the middle of the day, I'm fucking her on the wall. Just lifting up her coat, taking her on, and just fucking her on the wall in the middle of the day. The little window is right there, and you covered, you know, hiding from the window, and that was fine. I didn't look at and judge her like, ooh, I can't ever think about marrying you because you're that way. You know, it is what it is. So to me, I don't put any level on a woman because she's her level of freak is so high up there that I was ever not look at her as someone I would marry. I don't judge people like that. You know, if you're a freak, then that's just the way you are, and that's what I bring out in you. I'm just hoping if I'm married and my woman is, I'm married and my woman is there, that I or she recognize what she's dealing with and say, hey, this is who I'm dealing with, and I know he expects this level of sexuality from me.
I just still feel that there's room for growth and there's room for growing together, and within that room, you know, you can take someone that may come off as a meek librarian and you can make her roar.
I know you can, and I say you can do that, but here's the thing about it. You can, you might get with someone and you might turn this girl totally out, turn her into a cold freak, turn her out. That's what you did. Now, say you went past her and she's dating someone else, and that person doesn't do it for her. So she won't be that way for that person. And that's what I'm saying. Every woman has that one guy or two or whatever that brings that out in her, but not necessarily the next guy will. No matter what you, no matter how open you are, how.
So you're saying it's in every woman.
I think it's in every woman. Yeah, it's just up to whatever guy or whatever chemistry that you have connected to that person to really bring it out. But I think every woman's like that. I've been with the most prudish of women and had them do all kind of things. Now, would they just normally do it just on a random? No.
And I think that gets to my point where...
No, I agree with a certain point, but I'm
you
saying...
You brought it out of her. From what the two of you built together, you earned that trust to bring that out of her.
And I agree with you on that point, but also on a certain level, you want the woman to already have it there. You don't want to always say, well, baby, how come you don't do this?
I don't mind teaching.
I don't want to do that. I'd rather for my woman to already have it within you to do it. If I have to tell you to do it, to me, that would just wear on me.
So I just have a really quick question because, you know, y'all are playing tennis. So I'm just going to jump in here real quick.
You're picking up the balls.
I'm trying to pick up balls, but y'all won't let me pick up the balls.
She's a ball girl.
I can't pick up no balls because you won't let me pick up no balls. Balls. But, so I don't know. When you first get into a relationship, you kind of have to learn each other's likes and dislikes. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to come in automatically knowing you like your butt licked. You know what I'm saying? I mean... Unless maybe you come out with it and you're like, on the second date, you're like, I enjoy getting my ass eaten. You know, I mean, maybe you might just be that bold and just tell them on the second date. I don't know. But I think when people get in a relationship and they start to know each other, you have to learn each other's bodies and what they like and what they don't like. And then sometimes, you know, sure, is it boring if you're like, you know, if somebody's on you and they're like, oh, you like that? And you're like, oh my God, not that dumb question. You like that? How you feeling about this? It's like, okay, if you got to ask me, you know, I'm not having a good time, sir. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, do you even give that person a chance to even, you know, figure out what it is you like and what you don't like? Or are you just automatically being like, well, she ain't do this. She ain't show up in my office. It's week three. She ain't show up in my office in a trench coat. I mean, even though it's 95 degrees outside, but she didn't show up in my office in a trench coat. You know, are you giving opportunities to learn each other's bodies, or are you just automatically cutting, you know, chicks off at the kneecap if they're not, you know, swirling and twirling?
I mean, you give an opportunity to know this person. And you talk, of course, you have a dialogue with this person about each other's sexuality, because I think that's the only way you get to understand someone. But getting back to your, what you say, if a guy did do that, he'd say, so do you like this, or you do? It's kind of like the same thing. If a guy's
constantly, but why does it have to be spoken? I mean, you can't tell by my body language. My ass hole tenses up. I don't like that. You know what I mean? But if it relaxes, then you know I'm good. You don't have to verbally ask me if, exactly, how I feel about it. Well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. Right, so right. It's like, you know, I guess everybody has their way of,
right,
you know, getting comfortable and seeing what your level is and seeing how far I can go. I can do this, but I can't rim shot it. You know what I mean? Like, I can do whatever, but I can't do that.
But
you know
what I mean? But what if the guy you got with every time and every time you had sex, okay, and every time you had sex, it was always missionary style, and that was it. Would you go and say, hey, why don't we do this or whatever? Or would you feel like, why do I have to tell you to do X, Y, Z? If that's all he did, would that bother you?
I mean, go ahead.
No, I would say I wouldn't do it while we were in the bed. But like later on, if we were having lunch or the next day, I would say, hey, like, are you comfortable with any other positions? I mean, I just noticed that we've been doing it, you know, that one way or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. I would strike that from. I wouldn't do that.
Be like, you're boring as shit. I mean, what we're doing.
To me,
so.
I think it goes exactly back to what Queen said, where you get an opportunity to learn each other's bodies, learn your likes, whatever, and you can, in your ebbs and flows with each other, you can move to certain things and see how they react, and you can hint certain things and see how they react physically without having to verbalize it. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I mean, like, there are things that I know that I've heard since my ears are old enough to understand that all dudes love. I hate it.
What's that?
Don't worry about that.
I'm asking.
You know what I'm saying? There's something that every dude I've ever heard say that they love it. I hate it. Absolutely.
What is it?
And so my thing is, for her to come kicking down the door thinking, oh, this is what every dude want. Right. Well, I'm not every dude. I'm this dude. Right. You need to learn me.
Right.
I know something that most dudes hate that I fucking love.
We'll ask at the break.
So, I mean, it's to me, it like Queen said, it comes back to learning each other's body, likes, and just, you know.
Man, don't write me off on week two if I'm not giving you a round the world swirl. Right. And you're like, where's my swirl? And I'm like, damn, nigga, it's week two. Can I live?
No, not that. I'm just saying, you know, after you've been together for a minute or whatever, it's kind of like, oh, so this is it, huh? What do you do then?
I mean, but how are you even getting to a minute and then you're like, is this it? I mean, don't you think it should be, I mean, I'm not saying you have to have like the kind of conversation like, oh, you only like to be on top? I mean, I'm not saying you need to have that, like a conversation like that, but I mean, it could be like more exploratory, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, without saying, what do you like? You know what I mean? There has to be a way you'll know this person's personality, you know, to get out of them what is it that they like without verbally asking them what is it that they like.
I mean, you might get the chick that like, you might want to come down to her job and fuck her in the office, and she's like, absolutely no way, blah, blah, blah.
Right, my door don't have a lock on it.
But she might, while y'all go to Jamaica on the sunset, she might let you fuck her on the beach.
Right.
So it's it's sort of like an amoeba. It's like it's growth in different directions and everything, but it's growing and it's changing and it's evolving and it's, you know, it's doing things. It's, and it's not just, to me, it's not just kicking. You know, when I'm, if a chick starts rambling off wild shit off the break, I'm like, huh, the fuck? Eh, I'm all right. Because now, for real, now you're boring to me now.
Right. Are you trying to press me?
Right, like, exactly. Because now it's just like, now there's no excitement, no expectations. Yeah, all right.
I guess so. My question is then, so why is this so easy to, for me? Well, not easy. So then why does it seem like men would rather have that one 1,800 miles away that do this and one that does that?
Because she far. She's far away. She 1,800 miles away, man.
But no, I understand that. But that's to me, that's a lot of work to go to get just that. You know what I mean?
I mean, so don't think the
best in that one that has the
you thinking too hard.
Don't think he's not knocking down the mental chick too. I mean, he's knocking the mental chick down.
Right.
But the build up for the freak 1,800 miles away.
Oh yeah, he knocking down both.
That's a build up. So right. And you know, okay, it's a limited window. So once you get off the plane, the fucking begins.
Right.
And y'all know y'all got to get as much fucking in as you can because you got to go back home.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So that's
that's the kicker. It's like he doing it to both.
Yeah, he's knocking down both.
Right. He's not just being like, oh, she's smart, and then I'm doing it to her.
But the girl 1,800 miles away though, he can do it to her in the movie theater.
See, if you get it right, you can be doing it to the person you connect with and doing it to her in the movie theater too.
Especially, I mean, according with these to new according, luxury seats.
You know what I'm saying? According to the conversation we just had.
Yeah.
Right.
See, therefore, two in one person.
But the one 1,800 miles away, she's going to initiate it, where the other one's kind of like you have to talk her into it, and that's the difference.
Okay.
I think if you work your jelly hard enough, you can make her be that person that you want her to be.
I would disagree.
And I'm gonna tell you the best part about it, and once you see that growth and you see that and you looking like, boy, I tell you, when I met this girl, I mean, you thinking, like you say, while she's sucking your neck, and you like, damn, I met her 2 years ago. She barely put the joint in her mouth. Look at her go now. Look, she motherfucking wrapping her ponytail with one hand, got my balls in the other. Look at her, she talented. You see what I'm saying? And God forbid if it ends, you can kind of look and be like, bro, you got a good one. I done taught her. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put a good package out there for you.
Yeah, I have a question off of that. So if she invites you to your wedding, I mean to her wedding, she didn't get married to you, but she invites you to her wedding. Do you look at the guy, the husband, and you're like, yeah, you're welcome, sir.
You got that right.
I did that. You're welcome.
Man, I'll tell you what. Well, that's when you buy him a drink at the open bar. Say, bruh, you got a good one.
You're welcome.
Trust me, I know.
You're welcome, sir.
Oh, God, that'd be so awkward.
You shouldn't have invited me.
Yeah, really.
You like, know what you wanted.
And I'd be like, who's this nigga?
And you know what I would tell him right then and there? I'd be like, contrary to popular belief, don't push her. Ease her into it. She'll do anything you want.
And then that's when the fight started.
And how about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay, you know.
Anyway, you got a question, Diego, or no?
No, I would just say, I mean, like I said, I'm listening to B, and I'm still going to go to the adage is that every woman has that one or two, and it's not always going to translate to that other person, no matter how you coerce her or talk to her, or you guys have this open dialogue. I think it's within you or it's not.
I'm just saying, or don't be whack. If you're not whack, you don't have to coerce her into doing shit.
No, I'm not.
It's going to come. It's going, I mean, pun intended, it's going to come naturally. You know what I'm saying? And y'all both will be connected. And
I just don't think you have that chemistry with everybody. You can have a certain amount of chemistry, but I don't
want to be with anybody I don't have chemistry with.
No, I'm not saying chemistry. Everybody, you're going to have chemistry with it.
That's not what you just said.
What I'm saying, everybody has that burning desire guy or girl, and that's just, it doesn't translate to everybody. It just doesn't do that.
You know what I like to say, and I've said this for years, and I honestly have said this even since when I was younger. Just because you love someone and you can insert the word sex or whatever does not necessarily mean you need to be together.
No, exactly. Okay? That's what I'm saying.
So I'm saying that for me, I don't want to be with anybody that has to coerce me to do anything. I don't want to be with anybody that it's like the sex is, you know what I mean? At this part of this stage of my life, I want to be with somebody that is like, we mesh and we gel, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be like, okay, I just got off of you. Now I'm just going to go get on somebody else because that was whack. And now I got to go do something else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's for me at this stage of my life. I don't want to do that.
That's me too.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, I mean, and I'm not saying, cause I'll flip it for guys. I mean, there's some guys out here that are whack, that it's all they do is missionary, is all they do is, I know friends and sorry, friend, if you're listening, that don't go down on people, and hopefully by now you've changed your mind, that, you know, won't go down on a woman. And I'm like, to me, that's whack. Like, you know, you get to a certain age, like, you know, you should be comfortable with her and she should be comfortable with you. If you're in a relationship, and I'll say relationship, you know, and not just casually dating, because I know people who casually date that don't do that. But if you're in a relationship with somebody and it's a real relationship, get to know that person's body. You know, explore that person's body. Like I said earlier, find out what they like and what they don't like. And if you find that you do not mesh, whether it is mentally or physically, get the hell out of there and go find somebody else that you mesh with. Because what's the point of being with somebody and you're going to cheat?
Right.
But anyway, so we're going to go ahead and end that conversation. And Diego, do you have a question, or are we good? Are we done? Or how y'all feeling? Or you want to miss your question and like and move on to B, or what do you want to do?
Go ahead. We could go to B.
You ready? Okay.
Okay. So we had someone write in. They said, I've been seeing a lady off and on for a couple years. We've never been exclusive, just hang out and are intimate. Recently, she expressed to me that she wants to be in a relationship with me, to which I said I'm willing to consider it. But now she's withholding sex and saying she's saving herself for a relationship. I feel that's hypocritical. Am I wrong for this feeling, or should I be more understanding of her position?
Before I forget, I don't think you're wrong for your feelings, but I mean, she gonna do what she gonna do, and you are gonna decide whether you're gonna stay and respect what she said, or you gonna move on and then not be in that quote unquote relationship. You know, I mean, I don't know. Everybody needs to stop being weird and just be honest with each other and stop the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Cause I mean, that's the part that is maddening and crazy and just annoying as hell. It's like, just be honest and say, you know what? I'm a think about it means I don't want to be in a relationship with you, is what he's saying. Because if you want to be in a relationship with that woman, you don't need to think about it, especially since y'all been dating. You don't need to think about it. You know what you want. Men know, this is the woman I want to be with. Y'all know. You know what I mean? So I would say, and I'm going to come from his perspective, stop fucking around and let that woman go. Because you don't want to be with her. You don't. And I'm sorry, I'm Kersey McCursey tonight, but this is how I feel about it.
You want to go ahead, Sonya?
Look, I agree. I couldn't have said it better, okay? Stop playing around. And then you had the girl try to withhold the sex. So she's playing a dumb game.
Mm-hmm.
Look, because the thing is, y'all been fucking, and all of a sudden now, oh, I want to be in a relationship. Well, I'm just going to hold sex until you come to your senses.
You punishing yourself.
Huh?
I said you punishing yourself.
Yeah, for what? I mean, you really were already in a somewhat of a relationship. She's just saying that she wants to be exclusive. And how about it? I mean, after years, come on. So what happened was they already set precedent on the relationship. So it is what it is. It was a fucking relationship.
Mm.
So, I mean, you know what I mean? Not fuck with a fucking relationship.
Yeah,
So now it's not going to be anything else, really.
Well, you know what it really comes down to? She was his 1,800 mile away chick.
Yes.
That's all it really was. She was his 1,800 mile away chick who was local. And as long as the fucking was good, because it was hit, she was his sex machine, his everything as far as that. But she's not enough to stimulate him on the mental level. So that's why he's not commute. That's not why he commit to her, because that's all she was. And she thinking, well, damn, well, you know, if you're not going to commit me to me now, then I'm going to withhold sex. Well, it's kind of too late to withhold sex now. I already fucked you one way, 9 ways a Sunday. Shit. I done fuck you every which way but loose, so damn, you going to withhold sex from me? Get the fuck out of here. His thing is, you're not, like Queen said, you're not interested in her. She's not the one. Because she was the one you had committed to her long time ago, and y'all would have had a relationship. She was your side piece, your freezer chick, and that's all she was. And and all of a sudden, now she got feelings, and she wants to, you know, make it more permanent situation. And you're not feeling her, so just let her go.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah.
She said bye-bye.
Let her go.
Pick up that rotary phone.
Yeah, wow. Queen, I gotta give you the mic on that one. You pretty much wrapped it up in a pretty bow. I mean, it's the bottom line is, at this point, both of y'all playing games. You know what I'm saying? And it's either y'all recognize it and continue, you know, roll out, or keep fucking till y'all find who you want. But y'all got to come clean with it and stop playing games, because it's at this point, it's not about the relationship at all. You know what I'm saying? That's been pretty much established. That it's not gonna happen.
Damn, dating does suck, question mark. Well, actually, exclamation point.
And listen.
Exclamation point.
Shit keep going like this. This is about to change to dating swallows, because this is... my God.
I mean, it's rough in these streets, for real.
You know, I blame it on heat, because in the wintertime, we had y'all motherfuckers in love.
You know.
This heat came, and now y'all throwing out all this 1,800-mile sex and can't get right, and God damn it. Just lets us know that we have more work to do.
Rough.
So with a small donation, I mean, if you keep the questions coming, we will...
send those questions into indeepshow@yahoo.com. And I forgot our number, 202-750-1IDS.
Again, that's 202-750-1437.
Phew. Can we stop doing these pauses in between shows? Because this is like, I'm rusty as hell in doing this show. I'm just saying. I mean, it was a great show and it was very fun. Absolutely. But I mean, I'm just saying, whoo, Lord. Thank goodness I'm drinking, because whoo, I am rusty. But it was super fun, as it always is.
So, Miss Sony, is there anyone that we need to contact at any embassy to get you back in the country, or...
Yes,
Trump.
The embassy of Botswana.
Yes.
All of them.
Yes, in Mexico, tell them to release my passport so I can get back.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, wow. Oh no!
You might not get back.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you about 2 years.
Maybe you use El Chapo's title. I heard it's free there.
Right.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Y'all are too much.
No, yeah, I'll be back soon.
Take time, girl. As long as they allow these Skype conjugal visits, we are here for you.
All right.
That's it, man. That's all I got. So, guys, again, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. Please subscribe at indeepshow.com so that way you know when a show pops up, because, you know, right now we're in the midst of being random as hell, because, you know, Diego's over there, Sonia's over there, and B and I, you just never know where we are. So, hey, good luck out there in these streets, and love one another any way you can.
by your glance, this romance does say, let it.